Now, Libyan political factions holding peace talks in Geneva have agreed to sit down for further meetings at home. The participating parties wrapped up the second round of negotiations aimed at ending the political crisis in the North African nation. The talks also aimed at engaging in the peace process. Militants loyal to ex-commander Ibrahim Ibrahim. The group has formed a government in Tripoli. The insurgents boycotted the talks because they were not held in Libya. The UN-sponsored negotiations open in Geneva in mid-January. The volatile, oil-rich North African country has been the scene of numerous clashes between government forces and rival militia groups. Libya has two rival governments, both pushing for full control. One faction holds Tripoli, while the other, which is Libya's western-backed government, wants the cities of Beida and Tobruk. Libya's turmoil began in 2011 after the fall of former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Joining us via Skype from Belfast is Saeb Shaath. He's an author and Middle East affairs expert. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shaath. Now, Libya's political turmoil is extremely complex here. How far do you think these talks in Geneva are going to go, though, in resolving the situation?
I want to give you a little bit of historical background so we can understand what's happening. Since the NATO war in Libya and the assassination, the vicious assassination of the Libyan sovereign Muammar Gaddafi, then Libya ever since plunged into complex conflict, which is turned to a civil war between two factions of the same forces who fought Gaddafi as well. The civil war itself intensified last summer after the national election for the Libyan parliament. That result of the election ended in heavy losses for the Islamic militants and Islamic groups. The Islamic groups, with their scattered groups, gathered themselves together and they formed an alliance called Quwat Fajr Libya, Libya Dawn Militants Alliance. And they declared the parliament is void, and they declared the Tripoli as their capital, and they seized Tripoli. The members of that elected parliament then fled to Tobruk, east of Libya, which is near enough to Egypt. Since then, all of that inflicted chaos and mayhem across Libya. Libya engulfed with chaos today. This, in its own, give a great opportunity to ISIS. ISIS, we know, established an emirate in an eastern portal city called Derna. It's a strategic city with a huge commercial port, and they call it as a part of their khilafat, which is linked to in Syria and Iraq. That opportunity for ISIS, with that or the absence of law and order, pushed ISIS to show as well itself and flex its muscles when attacked the hotel in Libya, killing 10, one of them American and one in French. Then we can see the same militants who acting in Libya are the same who was imported to Syria, the same mercenaries which came from 80-something countries into Iraq and Libya, are the same backers, they are the same products of NATO and the Western alliance. So they have the same logic with those people. They are sitting in, and it's supposed to be sitting in Geneva to talk. The representative they send in there, they cannot actually influence the groups who's fighting the civil wars on the ground. Since these militants and warring factions in Libya, each one have their own agenda. Each one have their eyes on an oil field or the central bank, like when the Tobruk government took over the branch of Benghazi Central Bank. They said, we are an internationally recognized government and we have to put our hands on the central bank. Since Libya is running out of cash, running out of money, we are seeing here an international, a huge disaster. The international community helped in creating another humanitarian disaster in another Arabic country. That's happening in Libya.
So, okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Mr. Shaath. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That was author and Middle East affairs expert Saeb Shaath. They're joining us via Skype from Belfast. Mr. Shaath, it's always good to talk to you here on Press TV.
You're welcome.